Now, sometimes good ideas become obvious to everyone, while at other times, the most unlikely people become big heroes. This was one time when both things happened at once. All of a sudden, everybody, all the Winkies and Brumbledinks and Zooties, rushed to the hole in the forest where Sid lived and yelled,
"Sid!"
"What?
What?"
he blubbered.
"Fire!"
"Where?"
Sid asked.
"Everywhere!"
everybody said.
"It's all around! The Grimbles are burning the whole world down!
They've burned every twig and every tree, and the smoke is so thick you hardly can see!
No, you can't see the sun or the moon or the skies!
Why, it's almost so bad you can't open your eyes!"
"Oh, no!"
Sid whimpered.
"That's horrible. That's terrible. Oh, no, 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 no."
And then Sid started to cry and cry and cry. And when he did, they picked him up and carried him to the castle and plopped him down right in front of Gridley the Great. When Sid saw the great, grumpy, grouchy Grimble King, he started to cry more than he ever had in his whole life. Gridley yelled,
"Shut your mouth and stop your squalling! You drown us all with all this bawling! And if you don't, I'll have you toasted, broiled, baked, flambéed, and roasted!"
This made Sid so scared he started weeping and wailing, sniffling and sniveling, moaning and groaning, and boo-hooing and blubbering more than he ever had in his whole life. Soon a stream of tears was coming out of his eyes. And then a river of tears was coming out of his eyes. And then a tornado of tears was coming out of his eyes. And finally, a hurricane of tears was coming out of his eyes until at last everyone heard a loud, splishy hissing. And do you know what that sound was? It was the sound of the fire going out. Yes, Sid had cried so long and hard, he had put the great fire out. And when he was done, the smoke had cleared, and the sun started shining, and the skies were blue, and everyone was happy again. Everyone except Gridley, who had been carried far, far away on a river of Sid's tears. Well, now Sid was a hero. So, of course, they gave him a big parade and pinned a gold medal on his chest. Then everyone started clapping and cheering, hooting and hollering, whooping and waving and shouting, "Sid for President! Speech! Speech!" which made Sid so nervous and scared that his knees started knocking, his lips started quivering, and his eyes started filling up with great big tears all over again. And suddenly, everybody was afraid Sid would start crying again, and they would all be washed far, far away, just like Gridley. And so they all ran around yelling,
"Get me out of here!"
and so on, until finally, a Winky named Wendell, who was the nicest Winky of them all, gave Sid a great big hug and said,
"Sid, you don't have to cry."
"Yes, I do."
"No, you don't."
"Yes, I do."
"No, you don't."
"Yes."
"No."
"Yes."
"No."
"Yes."
"No, you don't."
"I don't? Why not?"
"Because we want to be your friends."
"No, you don't."
"Yes, we do."
"No, you don't."
"Yes, we do."
"No."
"Yes."
"No."
"Yes."
"No."
"Yes."
"No."
"Yes."
"You do? You want to be my friends?" "You like me. You really, really like me."
And for the first time anyone could remember, Sid the Sad stopped crying and smiled. Because now he had the most important thing in the world. He had friends.